Good evening. My name is Tyler Eaton, and I'm from Nottingham. Thank you for the opportunity to speak tonight. I was born and raised in New Hampshire, and I fully support the Northern Pass Project. First, I would like to thank the SEC committee, and especially Mr. Honingberg, for your management of these meetings. Of the 20 or more public hearings this project has had, these past SEC hearings have been the most controlled. Before your participation, many of the hearings were out of control, and many citizens' statements were booed or shouted down, and many citizens were intimidated into not speaking. Your management of these hearings have encouraged everyone on both sides to share their opinions, which is great. There have been many statements on the record regarding the IBW and our members, some stating that we have come in by bus, that we have tried to intimidate people, or we are from out of state. I would like the record to show we are as much a part of the affected communities as any other group that has spoken about this project. Our members are very hard workers, very good members of their communities. Most are active and belong to not only the IBW, but other organizations such as Sierra Club and Appalachian Mountain Club. They own homes, coach kids, go to church, have camps in the North Country where they spend time hunting, fishing, hiking, and skiing. I would also like to say to Mr. Quinlan of Eversource, I am proud to find out you are a resident of New Hampshire. Many of the speakers at previous meetings have told you to go back to Connecticut. Well, if we apply that standard to many of the people who have spoken at these recent hearings, we have all would have been gotten to bed a lot earlier in the last few meetings. I support this project for many reasons. New tax revenues for schools, lower energy prices, and cleaner environment for it, to name a few. But my expertise in these transmission projects, they create jobs for working families. I have seen it and I have experienced it. Unfortunately, after 35 years of being a lineman, I have never worked on a transmission project in the state of New Hampshire. We have hundreds of members that live in New Hampshire, but are forced to work extended periods out of state due to the lack of opportunities in this state. Missed birthdays, missed anniversaries, kids' games, things most people take for granted. Extended stays in campgrounds, motels, and on the road, meals are very hard living to provide, make a very hard living to provide for our families. Almost done. The project will allow them to come home, 3 years of work in New Hampshire, and a huge opportunity for them, something they have never experienced. Long-term work on a good project and good pay and benefits, I encourage the SEC to give that a chance. Also, the IBW members are not paid to attend these meetings. Thank you.